Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there's something in the new home, something in the basement, something that wants a woman's husband.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
There you go. Is it cheating if you're doing it with a ghost?
I don't know.
That wants your, you know, I don't know. I would imagine.
The other woman is a ghost? Like, how do you respond to that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's, any way you're doing, like, it's emotionally cheating with a ghost, I guess.
Should you be flattered that the ghost wants your husband? Or should does you, it piss you off?
Should you be like, hey, this is, who has a ghost that wants him? Go ahead, honey, have fun. I don't know. I think that would be rather interesting and extreme. It sounds like it could be testimony in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial, quite honestly. Because
you shouldn't laugh, because that's such a horrific trial.
Oh, there was testimony just the other day in that one where it was questioning one of Lori Vallow Daybell's friends, Melanie Gibb. Were you present when JJ would climb up the walls and crawl around on the ceiling? No, I was not present for that. Like, if you did not know how crazy this story is, if you're just tuning in for that little bit, you'd be like, what the hell is going on here? Because it's so much extreme beliefs and thinking that it's just, I mean, it's scary. It's scary what people can get their minds into thinking is legit. But there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to that phone call and hear about the ghost that wants someone's husband.
Hello, my name is Alicia, and I'm calling because I happen to have a story that was just in time for Easter. So I have a family of four. It's my husband and my two children. And we were renting a house, and the basement of this house just gave us the weirdest vibe. My husband set up his little workstation, his little, you know, tool area downstairs in the basement. So he started to spend a lot of time down in the basement. And I just started to notice a change in him. You know, he was becoming like more withdrawn, depressed, very distant. Just not himself. Anytime that he would come up from that basement, when he would go down there, he would be cheery. He would be himself. And then when he would come back up, he'd be just a totally different person. And this went on for weeks. And then our children started to complain about seeing, what are they called? Shadow figures. Our children started to complain about that. In the time of us living in this rental home, my mother passed away. So we were like, maybe it's just, you know, mom stopping in to say hi, something like that. Until one night when I experienced sleep paralysis. I was asleep and I was sleeping on my stomach, and it felt like there was somebody literally sitting on my back, and I could not move. I couldn't scream. I couldn't. And my husband said I was just laying there flailing, and he was terrified. He didn't know what to do. And after that, I looked at him and I told him, I said, something is attached to us and it's living in this house. And I believe it wants you. And we proceeded to sage our home and bless our home. And while we were doing this, just strange things were happening. Lights are flickering. Sounds are coming from the attic when nobody's up there. Footsteps in the attic. Nobody's in the attic. Footsteps coming from Clinton, coming from in the basement. And after we are complete with our saging and the blessing of our home, it's very, very, very silent, very, very peaceful. But that feeling of whatever is in that basement will soon be back. was always over our head until the day that we moved out of that house. Since we moved out, we have had no activity. We moved states and have had no activity. So I'm not sure what was in that basement, but whatever it was in that basement, the house had been around for a long time. So whatever was down in that basement, we definitely feel like it was trying to attach itself to my husband and either possess him, take over. We're not sure, but it did not like the fact that I was around, and I would not let it have my husband or my family. So just a friendly piece of advice to when people move into a new home or a new rental property, always make sure just to say a little bit of a blessing, maybe bust out the sage, say a little prayer, because you never know what might try to attach itself to you.
Yeah, I just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, you can't be an incubus with me, or what would it be?
Can't have it. Yeah. Not with kids.
Yeah, sorry, it's just not going to work out. But no, well, scary story. Thank you for sharing thoughts.
Creepy. And you know, it's interesting because like the kids are seeing shadow people, like there's all this going on, and then it was like, well, maybe it's mom.
Uh-huh.
But they quickly change their minds on that, because I think your mom would be more of a loving presence.
Yeah.
I would like to think so anyway. I don't know her mom, but you would like to think that your mom would be a loving presence. But I think it's weird, like dad's going downstairs to work in a shop or whatever it was, and he comes upstairs different, and like his whole mood's different every time he comes back. That's so weird.
Yeah, that it has that sort of an effect. It's
yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. If you want to share your real ghost stories, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. And if you want an ad-free experience of the show, sign up to get it through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple. Patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Till next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening. Real Ghost Stories Online.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.